We all have negative thoughts. We all have negative talks. But to be a leader, you got to get rid of all of that. You have no choice. Hey, everybody. I'm Dave Guerra, and welcome back to The Walking Leader. This is episode 214, and as always, The Walking Leader podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. My name is David Guerra, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. So without delay, let's get this episode started. So again, welcome to episode 214. Today, we're talking about overcoming negative self-talk. That's right, negative self-talk. And what is that negative self-talk? Well, it's that little voice in the back of your mind that tells you things like, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. Who do you think you are? And of course, mixed in with a scattering of other negative words and thoughts, it's there. We all have it to some degree. We all have it to some point. But it's not good because it's negative. We need to get rid of that. We really need to work on that, actively work on that. Because if we're not getting rid of that, or we're not changing that around, we're not recognizing the negative self-talk, then guess what? It's going to fester, it's going to grow, and it's just going to, not put us where we want to be. It's not going to take us to where we want to be because we start listening and we start reacting. And when that happens, we're just spinning our wheels. And there's no two ways around that. We're just spinning our wheels. We're not going to go anywhere. And why are we doing what we're doing? Why are we leading ourselves? Why do we want to lead others? Because we want to go places, and that negative self-talk is not going to do it. It's not going to be conducive to making that happen. So what's the purpose of overcoming the negative self-talk? Well, first of all, the purpose of your own negative self-talk is to talk yourself out of doing what must be done or saying what has to be said. That's it. That's what the negative self-talk does. It just kind of acts as a roadblock, a tree that's falling on the road to success, a boulder that lands right there in the middle of the road. Thus, the purpose to overcome that negative self-talk, let's take it over to the newsnetwork.mayoclinic.org. There's a great little discussion there. It's called Mayo Mindfulness, Overcoming Negative Self-Talk. And one of it is just understanding that if we can get rid of that negative self-talk, if we can go around it. And the purpose is, again, to reap the benefits of the positive self-talk, of the positive thinking. And to do that, we need to make sure that we can get rid of the, pessimistic way of thinking and bringing in that optimistic way of thinking, practicing that positive thinking, that positive self-talk. And when we do that, then we start relieving the stress that comes along with it, because it does give us stress. We start beating ourselves up. Why are we not accomplishing something? Why are we not making something happen? Why am I still here a year later? And especially coming out of this pandemic, the lockdowns that we've just went through and are slowly coming out of it. Well, now's that time. Now's that time that we're going to start reflecting. It's like, you know what? I've been home a year and this is all I've done, or I've done nothing. Just kept the status quo. And no, it's time to move on from that. It's time to change things. But along the way, here are some common forms of negative self-talk. It's that filtering. You magnify the negative aspects of a situation and filter out all the positive ones. Get rid of all of that. Now, that's not good. Personalizing. When something bad occurs, you automatically blame yourself. Again, that's not good. It's a catastrophe. There we go. And you automatically anticipate the worst. The drive-through coffee shop gets your order wrong, and you automatically think that the rest of your day is going to be a disaster. And so we set our minds to that. We start focusing on that. Polarizing. You see things only as either good or bad. There's no middle ground, no gray area. Folks, the world is full of gray areas. But this next line here at the Mayo Clinic really just nails, it hits the nail right on the head. You feel that you have to be perfect or you're a total failure. And folks, I know a lot of people. I've had to walk away from those individuals that, they're perfectionists, quote unquote perfectionists. And they use that as an excuse for not answering questions, for not following through, for not delivering, for not, basically being who they say they are because, quote unquote, they're perfectionists, and that excuse we just have to accept. And guess what? We don't have to accept that. And that becomes terrible. That becomes toxic. That becomes polarizing. And we have to move away from that. We cannot accept those individuals that all that they do is has to be perfect, but they never deliver because it's never perfect to them. And don't forget, perfection is subjective. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Perfection is in the eye of the beholder. So to me, if something is perfect, then that works for me. But to them, oh, it's not perfect. I need to touch it up, or I'll get back to you later and I'll get you an answer when it's the perfect time. Well, one, it'll never be the perfect time. Therefore, they'll never get back to me. And therefore, that perfectionism becomes an excuse. We've got to get away from that. So when we recognize that negative thinking, we have to, well, identify that, hey, one, we're all human beings. And we have to overcome that negative self-talk to personally grow and to personally succeed. And to professionally grow and professionally succeed. We want to be better than we were this time last year. We want to be better than we were yesterday. We have to work at it. It's work. Yes, it's work. I know. It's a bad word. It's a four-letter word. It's called work. And, well, everybody has to do it at one point or another. And you have to be ready to put in the work because it's not going to happen overnight. There's no magical fairy dust that gets sprinkled onto you and poof, you're now positive thinking 100% of the time. No, but you also have to recognize that it's going to take time. It's going to take effort. You cannot force it on yourself. You know, like I said, there's no magic dust. Leaving the negative self-talk and migrating over to positive has to happen on its own time. But the sooner you recognize it, the sooner you can start working on it. And you have to consciously recognize when that negative self-talk starts to creep in and be proactive and change that negative to a positive. Now, here's a couple of great examples here on that mayoclinic.org website. And I'll post, and the link is on the show notes. If it's negative self-talk, such as it's too complicated, the positive thinking says, I'll tackle it from a different angle. And sometimes it's all it takes is maybe walking around the room, coming in from a different door, looking at it from a, turn the paper upside down and try to read it, whatever the situation may be. Negative self-talk example, there's no way it will work. Positive thinking says, try this. I can try to make it work. It's too radical a change. Let's take a chance. I'm not going to get any better at this. Positive says, I'll give it another try. And you see, it is that simple. Oh, I know it's too touchy. No, it's not too touchy-feely. It's not too radical. It's not too far out to the extreme. It's just common sense. And don't forget, through the natural progression and propagation, you're going to start to see who you are within you and what you're made of and what it's going to take, what brought in the negativity, how that set in, and how you're going to change it. So as you try working through it, then just be yourself. Be your true, authentic self to yourself first and no one else. Like I mentioned, just believe in yourself. Believe in the positivity. Don't pull any punches, especially don't pull any punches with yourself. Don't pull the wool over your own eyes because it's not going to work. Don't fake it. This one, you cannot fake it until you make it. This one, you actually have to put in the work. But that negative self-talk, because you recognize it, because you have to, in order to grow, you have to get rid of it, the negative self-talk, and bring in that positive thinking, the positive mindset, then you will get there. You will grow professionally and personally. You will be a stronger, better human being. But the thing is you have to be willing to make that change. You have to be willing to recognize, one, that this negative self-talk is not going to get you anywhere, and two, you cannot let the outside influences creep in with their negative talk, because then it becomes your negative self-talk. With me, it's always been, I'm not kidding, I've had relatives, close relatives. I'm not talking brother and sister, no, but at the next level out, where they've asked, you like, who do you think you are to do this, to try this? And, you know, that does creep in. You start thinking about it. It's like, well, maybe they have a point. Maybe that's who I am. Maybe I'm not cut out to do this. Maybe I'm not cut out to do that. But no, I am cut out to do that. Yes, I am going to do it because it crept into my mind because I said, hey, I have a great idea. I want to work on it. I want to make this happen. And so this whole series of self-leadership is about shaking that way of thinking that I've gone through and that probably more people than I can imagine are going through it right now. Is to shake that off and to cast away that negativity and to lead ourselves to a better place, to lead ourselves to grow professionally, to grow personally, to be better than we were yesterday. And that's what this whole self-leadership series is all about, is just to be less critical about who we are and more accepting of what we are, of who we are, what we want to do, where we want to go, what we want to become. And let's turn that negativity into a positivity, because the moment we visualize it and we see it and we believe in it, we can achieve it. It works. It does work. Positive. It does work. So long as we recognize that negativity and we do away with it, we do something with it, we put it away, we get rid of it, we don't give it any more attention, no matter where it's coming from either the back of our minds or from at the other end of a phone call, it doesn't matter. What does matter is that we have to accept ourselves, we have to grow ourselves, and we have to lead ourselves. All right, everybody, we've come to the end of this episode. And if you have any comments or questions, and I invite you to leave me a voicemail message at the Walking Leader Hotline at 956-720-0060 or tweet it to me at Dave Guerra at DaveGuerra on Twitter. I invite you to come back next time where we continue taking the steps on our walking leader journey to becoming better leaders and followers. And remember, we must always go beyond the grind and we must go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.